Right, so if you want to talk about that, we'll pick that up on the other end of this. But as promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Washington Redskins. He had 10 tackles in Sunday's win over Tampa Bay. He leads the team with 79 tackles this season. He was an All-American and a first-team All-Pac-10 player at Washington. He was the 84th pick overall back in 2011. The Redskins are 6-3 this year. They're in first in the NFC East, and they're hosting Houston on Sunday. That's a 1 p.m. Eastern game on CBS. Mason Foster is my guest. Mason, great to have you on. How are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Good, good. So let me start here. You dropped a tough one to Atlanta 2 weeks ago, but you bounced right back, and you had that win over Tampa on Sunday. Mason, as a team, you guys are now 3-0 in games after a loss. What's it say then about the toughness and the character of this team that everybody responded the way they did?
It just, you know, it's just the mindset that we have. You know, week in and week out, you know, it's a grind, man. Every day is going to be different. So, you know, you just got to bounce back. Everybody has bad days at work, and, you know, it may not go the way that you may want all the time, but, you know, you look at adversity straight in the face and, you know, push through it with your brothers, man. As long as you got your they got your back, you got their back. You know what I mean? You can make something happen.
Mason Foster, my guess. All right, so as a former Buccaneer, was there any extra juice for you to go down to Tampa and play?
Yeah, always, man. It's always a little extra juice, you know, going down there. I love Tampa. You know, I still got a house in Tampa. So, you know, my little sister was there, all her friends. So it was big, man. You know, I got a lot of good friends, Levante, Gerald, you know, Will Ghost, and all those guys are still on the team. So, you know, it was a good, you know, competitive game, man. And it's always good to get to see your friends like that, man. So I had a blast.
All right, so you've won four of your last five. You've got a healthy lead in the NFC East. I know that you're not going to start thinking about the postseason, but how good does it feel to be in the middle of November and playing games where you know everything is on the line?
It's wonderful, man. You know, it's a blessing. You know, I've been on teams before, you know, where you're really just playing for a spot at this point. You know what I mean? Playing, you know, pretty much trying out for next year or the next coaches you're going to have. So it's a blessing to be able to play, you know, in the middle of November, meaningful games, you know what I mean, big-time games against good teams at home, man. It's getting cold. It's football weather. So, you know, you got to love it, man. It's big time for us.
We're talking Redskin Mason Foster. All right, so tell me if I'm reading this right. When I look at the identity of that team, it seems like the identity is you've got that nasty defense, you're going to pound the ball on offense, and then Alex Smith continues to gain familiarity with his wide receivers. Is that how it feels to you, and how do you like that identity?
I love it. I love it. You know what I mean? I love that identity. I love, you know, having OG Adrian Peterson running the ball like that, you know, big physical line, and, you know, going out there and playing physical defense. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're the most physical team, it gives you a chance to win, you know, put you in a good spot. And it's something that, you know, Jay has been talking about all, you know, since OTAs. And it's something that Manusky really wants out of his players, man. He just wants you to go be physical and play as hard as possible. And, you know, we'll sort the rest out.
I got to admit, Mason, I was wrong about the OG. I really did not see him having this much in him. Like, did you know when Adrian Peterson came in? We're talking about an all-time great. You knew that. Did you know that he had this kind of physicality left, this much left in the tank?
Yeah, I mean, I would never put anything past AP. You know what I mean? He came in day one, and he was, you know, taking reps on scout, you know what I mean, going back and forth. And, you know, he definitely still had that pop in his step and was running physical, trying to run people over, man. I was like, that's the same AP I remember playing, you know, in 2011, 2012, man, on the Vikings. So it's big, man. I think just having him in your locker room, being able to go talk to him about on and off the field, things you may be going through, it's big time for a lot of us, man. Even me in my eighth year, being able to talk to him about some of the stuff he's went through and how he takes care of his body and how he's still able to perform at this level, it's a big thing for everybody in this locker room to be able to go to him and get the real answers.
I would think that's a big thing for you because I know a lot of guys come to you for those very things as well. Mason Foster joining us. Like, one of the things you've talked about in the past is how much you love the mental side of the game and the responsibility which comes along with being the quarterback of the defense. So how do you go about approaching that responsibility? And then how much do you like that chess match of going up against the opposing quarterback?
I love it. I love it, man. It's one of the, I'm a big football fan anyway. So, you know, it's great to sit there and watch it, you know, and see how they're going to attack your team, how they're going to attack certain fronts, you know, what the quarterback's looking at pre-snap, and, you know, being able to, you know, get the keys to, you know, a foreign race car like Manusky got out here, man, it's beautiful, man. He gives me the keys. I mean, he makes the checks, get on the same page, and he leads up to you guys. So, you know, you love that, and I take pride in being a player who can play chess with the big-time quarterbacks and get my guys in the right spot to make the big-time plays. So it's a blessing, man. I love, you know, every second of it, even the late nights, you know what I mean, staying up late studying, all that type of stuff, man, because it makes you, you know, it allows you to play fast on Sundays.
Right. You love the process. But, I mean, it's one thing to play chess. You got to play chess no matter what. But at the same time, you and your position, you have to lead guys as well. For instance, back in camp, Jonathan Allen said, you've got a calming effect in the huddle. He said, quote, when things are getting crazy everywhere, he's a guy who can come in, rally the troops, and keep it going, end of quote. So how are you able to remain calm when everybody else is kind of maybe going crazy?
It's one of those things I kind of learned over the years, you know what I mean? I'm still, you know, same passionate type of guy, but sometimes, you know, if you can be that calming, you know, calm people down, keep people, you know, ready for the next play, I realized that, you know, I could affect the game more like that. We got a lot of high-strung guys, a lot of guys that, you know, wear their hearts on their sleeves. So, you know, you can't have all guys like that. You need a guy who sits there, you know, can talk you through it, you know, help you calm you down, because, you know, it only takes one big play for the game to change, and, you know, you can't really harp on, you know, be hot, too high, too low all the time. You have to, you know, stay even keel, man. And, you know, I do that by having fun, you know what I mean, keeping guys relaxed, joking on the sideline, keep them nice and calm and loose, man, because I feel like that's when you play your best.
Mason Foster, the Redskins, joining us. Now, you are the pride of Seaside, California. What was it like growing up there and playing high school ball for the Spartans?
It was beautiful, man. You know, I love the ocean, you know, growing right there on the West Coast, man. I miss the ocean a lot, you know, but it was great, man. It was real competitive growing up, you know what I mean, from Seaside Raiders all the way up and, you know, till we graduated high school. And it was pretty much the same group of guys from baseball, basketball, and football. We all stayed together my whole entire career from when we was 7 years old until, you know, we graduated. And, you know, by the time that we got to my senior year, my junior senior year, you know, it was like, you know, it was like clockwork, man. I was playing quarterback and linebacker, the same position. We had all played the same spots our whole career. So it was beautiful, man. We had a great 4 years, and, you know, it's a great hometown, man. They showed me a lot of support, man, so I got to represent for them the right way.
Dude, that is a beautiful part of the state. That's a beautiful part of the country, in fact. You just said that you miss the water, you miss the ocean. There's something to that, right? Like, I grew up in Los Angeles, and then I was in the San Fernando Valley, and I was not by the water. And then we moved for 6 months to Corona Del Mar, where I saw the water every single day, and all of a sudden, man, now I get it. Like, once you're by the water, it kind of centers you, and then when you're away from the water, it's not the same thing. I mean, can you help me explain that? You do miss the water once you're away from it.
Yeah, you miss it. I mean, I miss it so much. It's like you take it for granted. You know what I mean? You really never notice. You know, in high school, you could look out the window and see the ocean, the sand dunes. You know what I mean? You can see all the way out to Santa Cruz. So it was beautiful. Then you move away. You know, Seattle was cool, you know, because it got the water right there. But then once I moved, you know, up here to D.C., it was like, man, it's completely different, man. Everybody's talking about the rivers and lakes, but it's not the same as the ocean, man. I need to see the waves, hear the waves, you know what I mean? Go maybe a little bonfire or something, you know, just it relaxes you, man, keeps you nice and calm.
Mason Foster, my guest, Washington 6-3. They're in first place in the NFC East, and they've got a big one coming up on Sunday. They're at home against Houston. Mason, I'm looking at my records thing. I'm not sure if you remember or not. I don't think you and I have talked since 2011. Is that possible?
Yeah, that is. That's the last time I talked to you. Was my rookie year, man. I remember coming on and talking to you. You know, I'm a big fan of the show, so, you know, it's always a blessing to come talk to Jim Rome.
Oh, man, my bad, man. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. That is totally on me, so I'm not going to wait that long to do that again. I'm so glad we got caught up, man. Great to have you on. Have a great weekend, and really good to have you back, Mason. Appreciate you.
All right, cool. You have a good one, Jim.
You too, man. Be good. How awesome was that? Like, what was I thinking? And even better yet, he knew. Yeah, I came on as a rookie, and I've been a fan. I really don't know what I've been thinking. He's a really good player, too. 84th pick overall in the 2011 draft. 10 tackles in that win over Tampa. Leads the team in tackles. He's the quarterback of that defense. And the Redskins are 6-3. My thanks to Mason Foster.